My name's Carol Ainscough, and I was born on the 1st of January, 1958. The idea was I met a lad called Peter Dalton, got involved with me to the idea for Manto. I was at University at Sorbonne in Paris, so there was a lot of influence, that Parisian sort of cafe style. I just felt that there wasn't really a lot on offer for gay women or gay guys. We put a kind of emphasis on mixing the two groups of people because I didn't particularly like all men's spaces or all women's spaces. I prefer a mix now. Sort of virtually knocked it down, and it was an old sort of warehouse. Obviously the design was completely different because it was all glazed, and you could see where most of the other gay bars you'd been knocking on doors and hiding, and everybody was covered. And people found it difficult, actually. It was interesting because we'd done it over two floors and designed the staircases to actually encourage people to go upstairs because businesses usually work better on ground floor. What happened was, because it was so open, a lot of people went upstairs because they were frightened of being spotted in a gay bar. At that time, even in the 90s, people found it difficult actually to go in. So we had a bar that was completely packed up upstairs, so when people went past at the first 6 months, it looked empty, but everybody was upstairs hiding. The whole point was that I wanted to be able to bring my parents or straight people in, and, you know, because a lot of the other stuff that was on offer, it was pretty seedy. A lot of, you know, you were, like I said, knocking on doors and going through very dark corridors and finishing up in some back room somewhere. So completely reversed the whole sort of approach to gay venues. The first 6 months, we lost money. It was difficult. It was difficult for the gay people to sort of get used to this reversed sort of concept. And then it just completely took off, and we... You know, we got all sorts of people, you know, Mick Hucknall, anybody who was anybody, who, you know, it just became like kind of a mecca. And I think for the period between sort of 1990 to 95, it was incredibly vibrant and real mix of people. People were actually pretending to be gay to get in, you know, so it was like, you know, it had a massive impact. Thing for us to do was because we were getting so popular, I bought Paradise off Factory Records. I bought the building off the administrator, and we opened obviously Paradise Factory, and that was an absolute roaring success from day one. At the time, obviously, there was Flesh that was going on at the Hacienda, so that was quite a very successful gay night. The music, obviously, was key. We you know, we spent a lot of money on DJs, preparation, and so we created quite an atmosphere. And we then actually opened the Breakfast Club at the time, which again was, nobody had done sort of an all-night venue. But that was, it was more relaxed then. People came and had coffees. I mean, it went a bit more clubby as the years went on, but it was a lot of people turned up who'd been, you know, tuffed out of clubs 2 o'clock in the morning, and they came in there and stayed till six, drinking coffee and just chilling out. The offer looked different. It started to attract attention from, you know, kind of straight people. It just got a real buzz about it because it was very different. Obviously, the Hacienda had horrendous problems with the various gangs. We were probably fortunate in the first year of Manto because we didn't attract the Hacienda sort of, or the Cheetah Mills and the stuff, because they didn't want to be seen in there because it was a gay venue. So they didn't want to go in because, especially with the glass fronted, you have a black lad at Cheetah Mill doesn't want to stand in the middle of a gay place. And so they actually stayed away. But then when it became popular, we started having a few run-ins with a couple of them. But we dealt with that, actually. To be honest, I mean, we had a lot of trouble with the police when we opened Paradise. They tried to close us down. And it was quite bad, actually. In fact, the police were worse than the gangs. They settled down, though, after 3 years. They were just pretty... I think they were miffed that it was, you know... They're quite happy that the gay scene at the time was underground. They didn't particularly like it in your face.